This is Elvis Iverson's podcast, and I'm Elvis Iverson. Our website is elvisiverson.com. Our ministry is Subcase Justice Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Please visit elvisiverson.com and get connected. Enjoy the feast of Word and Spirit. Hallelujah. Kick on this. I am Torch. Hallelujah. Plant a seed and become a partner. Amen. Make your checks out to Subcase Justice Ministries. In the mail rate donation and the mail to Supplication National Ministry, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska 68108. And in that check, in that put a letter for your contact information, how I'm going to get a hold of you, and your phone number, and then email address, and your prayer requests, your family, your loved ones, so I can pray for all of them. Hallelujah. Everyone who supports this ministry, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. I pray for it. Amen, hallelujah. Subcase National Ministry is a church of overcomers and those that are living a consecrated and devoted life to Jesus Christ. It is not like your normal church. It is really a church that we are a warfare praying church, an apostolic prophetic church, hallelujah. A forerunner church, amen. A pathfinder church, hallelujah. But we also have ministries in India and the Philippines and several other nations. Hallelujah. And I write many articles. I started in 1999. Lord gave me a dream. And in this dream, hallelujah, was an open door. And the open door was the internet. And I started writing articles. Many people started reading my articles. I started doing recordings that they can access online. Many people started asking that and talking about me all over the United States and around the world. Hallelujah. I mentored several young apostles and prophets and politicians. Hallelujah. And young business people. Hallelujah. In different nations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have been a resource to pastors in third world, fourth world nations. Hallelujah. Many pastors and many today, tens of thousands of people read my articles, and even beyond that, we have a YouTube channel, Elvis Iverson, and also Apostle Iverson. Also, we got a podcast, Elvis Iverson Podcast, Global Anarch, 72 Nation Conference Call, Apostolic Conference Call, hallelujah, and 7 amen, hallelujah, praise God, 7 Thunders, which is a prophetic podcast of Supplication Ministries. Hallelujah. Please visit SIM and get connected. Click on the SIM torch, get connected. Hallelujah. You will not regret it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And our 72 Nations Conference Call podcast once a month. You want to come part of that. If you're in Omaha, you want to come to our partner meetings or our member partner meetings once a month. Hallelujah. And if you want to become a member or a partner, please do so. Amen. Hallelujah. Get connected. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Become an extension of this work. Hallelujah. For Jesus Christ is the overseer, the head of this, and the apostolic anointing pours from him upon me and it pours upon everyone that's a part of this. In addition to that, we also have a church every Sunday. Hallelujah. You're looking for something new, a fresh start, contact us at elvisiverson.com. In addition to that, we have another church called Global Anarch Commission Apostle Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska, community of home churches with a sanctuary, and we also association of churches, and we are growing in several nations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Several nations. Praise God. This ministry believes in signs and wonders, and we walk in the revival anointing. Several people have, and on a continuous basis, are getting touched by God. It's time for you to get touched by God. Please go back and listen to our our podcast is Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Get connected. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants you to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you. And enjoy the presence of God. Enjoy the feast of Word and Spirit. Elvis Iverson Podcast. I'm Elvis Iverson. Our website is elvisiverson.com. Please visit our website and get connected and enjoy the feast of Word and Spirit. Amen. I just want to welcome a few people here. Tyler and Marty and Lois and Zoe. Hallelujah. And Don. Hallelujah. And Carlos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And everyone from the Philippines and India that has come, and Israel. Praise God. And the many other nations that are impacted by this podcast. Hallelujah. Today we are talking about the fellowship of angels. What? Yes, the fellowship of the angels. What? What the? If you went over the hill, I went over the hill and through the woods. I'm at grandmother's house right now. In Psalms 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you minister of his, who do his pleasures." Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews. Hallelujah. Hebrews. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews says, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who will inherit salvation?" Verse 7. "And he makes his angel spirits, and his ministers flames of fire." Let's go to Revelation. Hallelujah. Hopefully, I'll find this precious. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In Revelation chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, "Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Amen. Wow, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't worship angels. Hallelujah, man. This is like, there's a doctrinal term in church history that talks about, hallelujah. And it talks about the fellowship of the angels. Hallelujah. And this has been lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you think it's New Age. The Bible says, in Hebrews, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13. "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so you have unwillingly entertained angels." You know, let's not unwillingly entertain angels. Let's awaken to the angelical realm around us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Some people say, see, demon. You know, the Bible says angels uphold you. They protect you. They surround you, around you. Amen. "Those who fear the Lord, the angels encamp around you." Hallelujah. The angels gather around you because you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, the presence of God that's upon you. And also, the third heaven throne room is in your heart because you're the temple of God. That's why the angels gather on, because they're drawn to the presence of God. Hallelujah. And so when you say, I see demon, do you not see the angels? Okay? They think that is normal, but they don't think it's normal saying, hey, I see angels. Okay? You know, the thing is, no angel that has visited me, that I have encountered, said, worship me. But there is a peace. Amen? There is a peace. And there is an awe. And there is a presence that they carry from the throne room. Hallelujah. See, people who have encounters with whatever, some other kind of spirits, I mean, it's because they have things in their life that have not been set free, and they have false doctrine, okay? And they have generational curses. Somebody in their generational curses that was talking to a familiar spirit or talking to a divination spirit or whatever, they were in, you know, consulting some stuff that they should not have been in, and so they have not been set free from that. We have to renounce that stuff. But God is calling us in the fellowship of the angels. That's why we have to grow and mature. This is not for the babes in Christ. But babes in Christ is going to have the angels encounter in their life. But as you mature, you become into more manifestations of angels. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the thing is angels are not just only part of the ministry of the apostles and prophets. They're part of the believer's ministry, man. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, it says, verse 10 says, to the intent that is now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the princes and powers in heavenly places, And that revelation comes, amen, hallelujah, through the apostles and prophets, amen. It says in verse 5, it says, in which in other ages were not made known to the sons of man, but has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Law. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. See, the thing is, there is so much we have, because of religion, and because things that have been lost, and God is restoring these things. Amen. We are supernatural. Amen. You're seated in Christ in heavenly places, and also seated in the very throne of God. Heavenly places, many heaven places. It's not just by location. It's not, you're in two places at once, but you're in more. But you're also in the very throne of God. There's so many angels walking around you. Amen. In the third heaven, in the many heavens, and also on earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we got to awaken to that. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can activate the angels. Hallelujah. Amen. And I've talked about sermons on how to activate the angels. Amen. And you can find them either on this podcast, Elvis Iverson Podcast, or Elvis Iverson YouTube channel, or Apostle Iverson YouTube channel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Number one, we do not worship angels. We do not worship angels. Amen. We do not pray to angels. And we do not command. We do not pray to angels. You don't not pray to angels. Amen. Angels come because we have prayed. They are released upon the answer of our prayers from the Father. Amen. Amen. We do not command angels because angels are not our servants. Yes, angels come and minister to us, and the word minister means servant, but they are not our servants. Okay, I do not believe that we should command angels. Number two, we can feed the angels. I've been feeding the angels. Hallelujah. Angels feed on the presence of God. It's like nectar. And so the Holy Spirit starts saying, Elvis, turn on IHOP. Turn on some prophetic music. So turn on some anointed music where the presence of God comes. And another thing is they feed on the presence of God, and they feed on our devotion to God. What? Yeah. Amen, which is, you know, worship. And you know, we can also say they feed on worship. Amen. Not our worship to God. Amen. Because they are 100%, they're into praise and worship all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So they feed that. It's because it's basically just to the presence of God and our devotion, our love. The love of God that's coming to our heart. Because they move in faith. Amen. No, the law of the angels are love. Amen. And they do not have faith. And our faith causes a burst of activity. Amen. It just tracks. It's like a magnet to the angelical realm. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I will put on IHOP, International House of Prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is not an advertisement. Hallelujah. Because there is a presence there. Amen. Because they're, you know, it's like the tabernacle of David, the house of prayer on earth. Amen. But God's raised up these places all over the whole place, and such as the 24-hour burns and wake in the dawn, and even let us worship. Going, there's angels showing up all the time there. Hallelujah. Amen. There's angels properly in my house all the time, even in my prayer cave. It's just a holiness feeling, and even the prayer cave. Hallelujah. And Hallelujah. So the Lord will tell me to turn on IHOP, and even when I leave my house. Amen. Also, like a couple of hours before we have our service. Amen. It just feeds. They feed on the presence of God. I'm not saying the angels need to eat, okay? But that's what the Holy Spirit has told me. There's some kind of nectar, amen. And we can activate the angels. How do we activate the angels? We pray the Father in the name of Jesus to release angels. We ask Lord Sabaoth release the angels. Lord Sabaoth is Jesus Christ, amen. Lord of hosts is the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, amen. We can talk to angels. What? Yes, you can talk to the angels. You're not worshiping them. You're not praying for them. It's just like talking to me when me and Arrow talk, hallelujah, amen. Talk for hours. We can ask the angels for help. This is not prayer. This is just like, hey, can you help me with this? You know, I'm trying to find my keys. Hallelujah. You know, and we can partner with angels. Well, we partner the angels with harvest and ministry and warfare and healing. We partner with the angels. We partner with the angels. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three is angels. Angels minister what they are assigned, their assignment. They minister within their assignment. They minister their assignment and within the confines of their assignment. Angels speak within their commission and their assignment, okay? And they speak what they are commissioned to speak and assigned to speak. Also, they speak within that commission, okay? So they're not going offline. Amen. Next is number four. This is going to blow you out. Blow you out. The fellowship of the presence of God. I'm talking your practice. You know, cultivate God's presence. Practice God's presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Soaking presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Soaking prayer. Amen. A mobile soaking, hallelujah. Amen. The fellowship of the presence of God is also the fellowship of the angels, because the angels are there in the presence of God. It's like transparent. It's like you can't tell them apart, hallelujah. Amen. And God created the angels. The angels dwell in the presence of God. I'm talking when there's such an intense presence of God. Amen. So you meditate. If you start meditating on the time when you felt the presence of God, the angels will start gathering around you. First of all, they're already there. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So this saying that the Lord said, the fellowship of the presence of God is also the fellowship of the angels. Amen. Of course, the presence of God is because the Lord is present. The presence of God is the manifestation of the person of God. Amen. The person of the Father, the person of the Holy Spirit, and the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It's His presence, and that is the intensity of it. Then there's the manifesting presence of God. You can go into my teaching, unfold in presence of God, and get into it. Amen. It will blow you out of the water. Amen. And so the thing is the angels, when the presence of God manifests, the angels manifest. When the presence of God begins to, first of all, the Lord is always present everywhere. Omnipresent. That's the, and you know, and the Lord is present, like the redemptive presence. But then we begin to feel God's presence. Amen. We learn to cultivate, practice God's presence, soak in God's presence, soak in prayer. Hallelujah. And that's when we begin to feel that presence of God. And in that feeling the presence of God, the angels are released. The angels are like magnets to our faith, and angels are magnets to the presence of God. Amen. So when you're fellowshipping and soaking in the presence of God, you are fellowshipping with angels at the same time. What? And you are fellowshipping with God at the same time. When you are fellowshipping with the presence of God, fellowship in the presence of God, you are fellowship with God, and you are fellowship with angels. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's a manifestation. It's a manifestation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And number five, I'm gonna do number six too. Amen. Hallelujah. Angels, first of all, the Holy Spirit teaches us all things. Amen. That Christ has given to him. And he delegates that. The Holy Spirit teaches that. The Holy Spirit delegates that. And the angels teach us supernatural things. Okay? Because angels are, they give messengers. They're messengers. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They are missioners. Hallelujah. They not only give messages, okay? Hey, they not only give messages. Hallelujah. Praise God. But also, they will teach. They will teach, but they've been delegated to do so. Hallelujah. Amen. And number six is, angels will help us supernaturally. What? If you read the book of Enoch, angels will help us teleport. Angels will help us do supernatural things. Angels will help us heal the sick. Angels will help us to by location, translation, teleportation, flight in the spirit. Amen. Walk in miracles. Amen. Amen. You know, the angels do massive harvest of souls. Hallelujah. Massive harvest of souls. Ah! Oh, man. Hallelujah. Massive harvest of souls. Angels are harvesters. Amen. They are busy working bees. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know this thing just blows you out of the wall. Yes, the Holy Spirit gave this to me. He says, what? 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And angels, you know, they come, they manifest through visions too. Amen. Prophecy, vision, and dreams. When we talk about the prophecy, vision, and dreams, they manifest through prophecy, vision, and dreams. That's number seven. Angels manifest through prophecy, visions, and dreams. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the thing is, they will bring glory to Jesus Christ. They will glorify Jesus Christ. They will not speak color to the word of God. Amen. And they're not here to make doctrines. Amen. It is the Holy Spirit that makes doctrines to the apostles. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who listens to this message. It would influence them in the church of the Lord. I'll pull in the many breakthroughs, God. Set them free from religious spirits and scoffing and mocking spirits and religious spirits and divination spirits and familiar spirits and deaf dumb spirits and spirits of error, God, and spiritual darkness and spiritual blindness and spiritual deception, spiritual delusion, and spiritual strong delusion. Set them free. Release deliverance angels right now. Release miracle angels. Breakthrough is massive healing of God. Lord, bring for direction and order in their life in the name of Jesus. I speak grace, 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 grace. God's healing many people right now. Amen. God's bringing deliverance and setting you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And amen. Whatever that may have arisen you when you heard this teaching that is of demonic, you are renouncing it, and God will set you free from that. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time to be set free from that darkness. That it's time to cut off the whole entire religious spirit out of your life. Amen. Father God, I pray, release the revival anointing. I pray for a manifestation of angelical revival in their life in Jesus' name. Amen. Please visit ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Click on that sign, torch, and get connected. And click on the e-giving praise and start giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Sow into this revelation. Sow into this grace. Sow into this anointing. Sow into this harvest. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sow into this manifestation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you will... there'll be a transfer to life. There'll be a breakthrough that'll come in. There'll be fulfillment that'll come in. Their prophecies will come in life. There'll be breakthroughs in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And there will be a harvest in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if you're not a partner yet, become a partner today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We have a newsletter. Join that newsletter. Okay. Send me your email address. Amen. Visit ElvisHeisen.com. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Get connected. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.